www.thebeatmedia.com. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. So head over there and enjoy the features you'll find. They are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to the phones. They're brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-453, although they are blowing up right now. So if you can't get through, be patient. We'll get to you at some point here, especially if you're on hold. You will be put on the air. The topic on the moment, or the topic on the table at the moment, is the police and police behaving badly. Police behaving badly, and how to hold them accountable, and why other talk show hosts just don't seem to care, and a variety of different police-related subjects. So you're welcome to comment on those or bring up anything you want at 855-453 to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to David.
What? Wait a second.
What?
You said you were going to let me, rattle off this list real quick.
What list?
The police officer that called in the last segment was telling us about this brave police officer who took a bullet in the line of duty for your and my freedoms or whatever his story was. And, I feel bad for that guy's family. I'm not going to say I don't. But there are a lot of people who die in the line of their work on a regular basis. And here's from riskmanagementmonitor.com, the 10 most dangerous jobs: fishermen, logging workers, airline pilots, flight engineers, farmers, ranchers, mining machine operators, roofers, sanitation workers, truck drivers and delivery workers, industrial machine workers, and police coming at number 10.
Why don't the other nine get parades?
Less than a fifth of the fishermen. And, aren't the fishermen dying in order to bring me better food and to keep me alive longer? Aren't the logging workers dying so that we can live in wood houses and, have heat and furniture and things like
paper?
That?
Paper's nice.
I mean, why is it that it's so much more, American to die for your protection?
Well, the cops wear a uniform.
And they got a little flag on their shoulder there.
So it's just worship for the state, worship for the idea of government.
That's what it seems like.
Let's go to the phones. David's listening in San Antonio, Texas, to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, David. Go ahead.
Hey, just wondering if you guys...
I'm going to tell you what, we're going to put you on hold. You got a really bad line. I'm going to get hopefully the board operator will be able to talk to you and maybe clear up the line or get you on a different phone.
Something.
Let's try Travis instead here, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hey, Travis.
Hey, this is, I just want to echo Austin earlier. I heard the same thing. I read the paper. My wife, got a dear friend that, this was her brother, one of the officers that lost his life. There were two officers that lost their lives. One that was shot, that's deputy sheriff, but there were two state police troopers. And just hearing you guys, I don't know what started this earlier topic of the police. I don't know if you guys are doing doobie days up there in New England or what. But
what's that supposed to mean?
I listen to you guys all the time in the evenings, and you get me so stirred up because it always resorts to drugs with you guys.
It always resorts to drugs? I don't even do drugs.
Yeah, whenever you're being oppressed by the state or whatever, it's always...
I agree with you, and I don't like that Ian's first thing that he says is, but I want to smoke a joint. But I did make the point...
I've smoked plenty of joints.
Right, I know you have. But I did make the point before Austin called in that if I want to protect my home against somebody coming in the door and I shoot them, I'm going to probably be just fine. But if that person happens to be a police officer on one of the 40,000 drug raids in this country, I'm likely never to make it to jail. And if I do, I'm likely never to leave. Wouldn't you agree with that statement?
Yeah, but usually there's a warrant done and there's thorough investigation.
So what if, first off,
how many times
hold on.
The doors, but not
hold on.
I want to know that.
It happens plenty when there's 40,000 drug raids and people aren't held accountable, because you know government bureaucrats are generally not held accountable for their work. There are plenty of them. Now, I can't give you a number because oftentimes nobody ends up dead and that kind of thing. But
sometimes
there was just last week there was a dog shot and the kids had to sit by their dead dog for 3 hours while the cops tossed their house. And it was the next door house that this went on. Now, you called in about a one instance news story where a tragic thing occurred, but I'm telling you about another tragic thing that was done in the name of, well, keeping us all safe. So it happens, and it's not okay. And remember, we don't get to see that warrant on these no-knock raids. They bust the door in, and they show you the warrant afterwards. If I'm protecting my house, I never saw that warrant, right? Yeah,
well, and the fact is those no-knock raids are being done over the war on drugs. So whether you like it or not, that's the number one reason why our liberties are being destroyed, at least prior to this war on terrorism. It was the war on drugs, this excuse that everything is okay so long as we can stop people from smoking a joint. And it doesn't matter how many people's lives are ruined, how many people's lives are taken from them. So it's a real important issue to me, and I think it's an important issue to everybody because, Mark, even though, as you said, you don't do drugs, although you've drank before.
Drank last night.
You don't do illegal drugs necessarily. That won't stop them from coming into your house with a bad warrant or a bad tip from an informant or whatever and raiding your house and holding your child and dog at gunpoint and possibly shooting your dog.
The dog never survives these experiences.
Right. So the fact is, Travis, they could come into your house tonight on a mistaken warrant or a bad tip, and then you might not live through the experience, all because they wanted to stop you know, somebody from selling some pot or some cocaine or whatever.
Okay. I'm just thinking the law enforcement's out there for our safety, our protection, for the civilization of our
That'd be nice if it were true.
It's civilization. Now hold on just a second. 1850 was when police departments were created. Did we not have civilization before London created the first police department in 1850? Chances are good Charleston, West Virginia, hasn't had a police department for more than 60 or 70 years. Did they not have civilization prior to that?
Oh, yes.
You're thanking the police officers for civilization as if civilization could not occur without them.
I think keeping order in everyday lives. There's a lot of people out there with smartphones and everything that are setting a demonstration up and are so ready and so primed to capture something that may have been roughing up an individual to stay behind lines or something, and then everyone just flies off the handle because this is pasted all over the internet. Then that look at this police brutality, or they are doing their best in keeping order in a society that is, in times recently, has been getting very, I think it's all because of the internet craze.
Hey, Travis, you know what? If it were true that the police were really out there to protect and serve, man, I'd be behind them 100%. If they were really out there just stopping real criminals who actually hurt peaceful people, if they're out there investigating murder and rape and arson and property destruction, I support them in those the things that they do. There was one time when a local officer was called to my tenant's house because their daughter was lost somewhere in the neighborhood. They couldn't, you know, they're calling out to her. They couldn't get her to come back. And I thanked that officer for doing something that was useful, doing something that was right. But the fact is, they're not protecting and serving most of the time. Most of the time, they're pulling people over for speeding tickets. They're arresting peaceful people for smoking a joint or having a plant in their possession or having a chemical. They're aggressing against peaceful people wholesale. Really, the police are there to protect and serve their masters in the state, and they are not in any way, shape, or form there to protect you and I, because they are threatening you and I on a regular basis. If we don't do what we're told by our masters, they will be the ones coming to put us in a cage and to steal our houses from us. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way things really are. You can go and live in your little fantasy land where the cops are just out there protecting you until they finally show up at your door one day with a warrant for your arrest, or somebody that you love for committing some non-crime that doesn't involve a victim, because they are constantly making new so-called crimes out of consensual activities between adults, and it's ridiculous.
Okay.
You think that's not true? You think I'm just joshing you? Think I'm making it up?
You think that the 40,000 laws they created last year, and the fact that it would take you four lifetimes working full time, it would take you four lifetimes to read all the laws that pertain to you? How can
they
you possibly?
They created the laws.
That's right. No, they enforce them. Look, Do you think at the Nuremberg trials, they tried him from the guy who added the gas to the chamber all the way up to Hitler? Sorry, it's your fault for obeying bad orders.
Right. You can decide as a police officer.
We were just following orders is not a valid excuse.
Absolutely not. You get to decide every day what laws you enforce, and you can either do the right thing and go after real criminals, or you can do the wrong thing and be a fundraiser and stock prisons full of pot smokers and drug users. Thanks, Travis, for the call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want. toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. We've got news updates. You can get signed up and receive emailed updates whenever there's something fresh that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook if you prefer those options. In fact, if you're doing Twitter and Facebook and following Free Talk Live, you'll get even more than just news updates. You'll get updates during the show. You'll get questions and observations. Sometimes occasional show prep will be posted there. So it's really a good way to follow along with the granular updates, as they might be called. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for whatever works best for you. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are an internet currency. It's money that you can send and receive online, cash. And this money, you don't have to pay money to send and receive like you do with, those other services out there. Every time you send and receive money, they take 3%. Pretty soon, you've got no money left. You send and receive money 30 times, and you got no money left. Bitcoins doesn't cost anything. You can send and receive money across the internet. No one can mess with your account. Not banking agencies, not governments. Nobody can get to have your account. Essentially, you can be your own bank with Bitcoins. Bitcoins, in order to get your Bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com. If you want to find out more about Bitcoins, go to weusecoins.org. So bitinstant.com for the fastest way to receive Bitcoins. You go there, you get a little deposit number. You can deposit at more than 750,000 locations across the world, and you'll likely have your Bitcoins before you return home. Bitinstant.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Dave's listening in Humboldt County, California to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Well, I think you guys do a really great thing airing the many different views that you do. I think it helps us to become a little smarter and know what's going on.
Well, I appreciate that. Who wants to live in an echo chamber anyway?
Yeah, right. Well, one of the things, I think we have been very, very much deceived by those in power and those running for office. I think they mislead us that right now I see so much of our political power people owned completely by big corporate special interests that are what's in it for them and to hell with the people. And so what I feel right now, which is, would be really great, is to encourage every way that we can any number of debates between the main candidates and some of the other groups, too, if it's possible. But
yeah, I'd love to see some debates between the top two candidates and some of the other parties that are running out there. Because
bring the Green Party in, bring the Libertarian Party in, bring the Constitution Party in.
You only have one vote. The likelihood of your candidate winning by that one vote is very unlikely. So, therefore, you're not throwing your vote away by voting for one of the third parties, because its chances are extraordinarily slim, like getting hit by a meteorite slim, for you to be the person that puts your candidate over the top.
Well, what I really think needs to be right now, and I'd like to see all the different views, but the direct questions can be put to each candidate. How do you feel about receiving the big millions of dollars that you're receiving from special interests? Do you feel you're obligated to them now? I'd ask them questions like, what do you plan to do on behalf of the people? Do you care about them having health insurance? Do you care about them having a decent living? Those questions they should be required to answer.
Well, they'll certainly pretend like they care if you actually have the chance to ask such a question, Dave, which, of course, all those questions are vetted in advance. Do they actually have any presidential debates where the people who are running the debates are not vetting the people asking questions in advance? I don't think they do.
We should insist on it. We should insist that they do it. That's what we should
do. Yeah, but you can insist all you want, but you don't actually have any say, right? Like, they don't care if you vote or not. They don't care if they have your support, because, like you said, they've got the support of the major corporations, and so they'll just do whatever they want to, and you can stomp your feet and complain all you want, and ultimately you can create your own debate and invite them to it and see if they'll come, and I bet you that they won't. And Dave, I thank you for the call. I'm frustrated by it as well, and I think the most frustrating thing is that they just, the Republicans and Democrats, they're basically two sides of the same coin. They're not that different from one another.
Especially these two, Republicans and Democrats.
And they certainly support keeping everybody else out. That's one thing they can absolutely agree 100% on,
yeah.
And that is make sure
they got that down.
Libertarian, Green Party, and Constitution Party candidates stay the hell away from our debates, because we wouldn't want to actually have a real, different viewpoint up on that stage. let's continue. I mean, they know what happened with Ron Paul. They certainly don't want that happening in a national debate.
Yeah, the Ron Paul revolution was huge, and then the Republican National Convention cheated, lied, and actually used force to suppress the Ron Paul revolution.
Dennis is in Barrie, Vermont, listening to WSNO. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to make a couple of points about the marijuana issue.
Yes, sir.
This country spends untold billions on the arrest, the prosecution, and the imprisonment of people for marijuana.
Yep.
On the other hand, alcohol is completely legal. And, if you compare the two, I've seen people do unspeakable things under the influence of alcohol.
More.
Oh, yeah. I was raised by a single alcoholic parent. I grew up on a bar stool next to my mom. At 6 years old, I saw a guy eat a glass at the bar because they wouldn't serve him anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. They had to paint the bar floor the next day. It was so bad. When someone talks about alcohol being legal and marijuana not being legal, one thing I say to people like that is, if you had to be locked up overnight in a cell with 20 people, and there's two cells, these 20 people have all been smoking marijuana, these 20 people are all drunk, which one would you rather be in?
Yeah, no doubt. And, it was interesting, the law enforcement officer called in, and he was able to recall one instance where, I know some guys have fought over a bag of marijuana.
Yeah, so therefore it should be legal.
I mean, if you watch Cops, just watch the cop show. It's out there. Bad boys! And, the villains, not stoned. No. They're not high on marijuana. They are people that have been drinking or they've been doing some other kind of crazy drug out there. These aren't marijuana smokers. No. And, I'm sorry, but the war on drugs is war on marijuana. The vast majority of arrests out there, the majority of the arrests out there are for marijuana, and the vast majority of those arrests are for simple possession.
Over 800,000 arrests every single year. Those are 800,000 people whose lives are ruined because, when you get arrested for anything, you probably aren't going to make it to work the next day, and so you probably end up losing your job. Maybe if you're in jail for a week, you might lose your mortgage payments and your rent. It's something that's absolutely, the war on drugs is far more destructive than any drug addiction.
Oh, definitely.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, Dennis. Anything else on your mind?
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Keith is listening to XM's Extreme Talk in Illinois. Hey, Keith.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to you guys. I'm a first-time listener, and I'm kind of surprised that you're telling it how it really is, I've never heard anything like your program there.
Thank you.
Just a little story for you here. I mean, if you want to hear it, about my
Absolutely.
Son from a small town, northern Illinois, and, he got into a little bit of trouble lately here that turned out to be just a big ugly mess for
us. Well, stand by, Keith. I want to hear the rest of the story here in a moment, so we're going to come right back to you here in a moment. And hang on. Keith is with us. We'll continue his story and take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind at 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Clear out your pantry. and make room in your closet. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Today only, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition, taking your calls about anything you want at 1-855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. 1-855-450-FREE plus mailtojail.com is making it possible to donate directly to your favorite political prisoners using Bitcoin. You can donate directly to Ademo. You can donate to his commissary account.
That's our former Tuesday night host that was put in jail for asking a police officer on the record for comment and recording that call, and right. Then the police officer claimed that he didn't know that it was
true. And he recorded a phone call with a government bureaucrat that was the principal or is the principal of a high school in Manchester. So for so-called wiretapping.
On an instance of violence in her school.
Whatever the reason is, you should be able to record anybody who works for the government any time when they're on the job. But apparently the jury disagreed and found him guilty, and now he's sitting in jail probably for the next month and a half. We'll certainly keep you in the loop with what's going on with the demo, but if you'd like to support him, you can do it with bitcoins through mailtojail.com. And you can also, of course, write him. And that's what mailtojail.com is all about. It's about letting you connect with liberty-loving people that are sitting in a jail cell who, honestly, you know, they really appreciate hearing from you. Even if they don't know you, if you never met them, it doesn't matter. It makes a big difference when you get that mail. You get mail call comes in and you're sitting in jail and there's something coming in for you every single day because of mailtojail.com, because people are taking the time to go to mailtojail.com and then write to you. It's an awesome feeling to know that people still care about you when you're inside a jail cell. I know. I've been there. And I thank everybody who took the time to write to me at mailtojail.com. So if you haven't done it yet, Ademo is looking forward to hearing from you. And this message, by the way, brought to you by memorydealers.com. If you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and you want to support Liberty at the same time, get them over at memorydealers.com. And, of course, they take Bitcoins, too. Let's continue here with Keith listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Keith, you had a story you wanted to tell.
Sure, yeah. About my son, he's 23 years old. You know, he's not a kid anymore, and he made a little mistake here a few months ago. You know, he's a pretty good, hardworking kid, single parent, and you know, he's never really done anything wrong in his life. And a few months ago, he got a little job at Walmart, and he stole some video games. He screwed up pretty good there.
Oh, boy.
And he thought he'd be honest with the cops and this and that. They videotaped him stealing two of them. Well, no big deal there. But he thought he'd be honest and took him to his apartment and showed him what he really took, and it was over $300 or $400 worth or whatever, so
grand
that
theft.
Became a felony.
Mm.
Well, they put him on felony probation there, and he was doing good for about a few months there, and, you know, just minding his own business, and he was approached by this kid that he went to school with, and he'd ask him, "Hey, Jake, can you get me a bag of smoke?" "Oh, okay, I think so," and gave him $300. Well, that's a lot of money for a kid there. The red flag should have went up. He should have knew something was wrong. So he does it. Just about any kid around would know where to get a bag. This town's about 20,000 people, fairly good-sized northern Illinois town. And anyway, this little informant there, he tells him, "Hey, Jake, why don't you meet me over here by the school, here in the hospital parking
lot?"
Well, okay. Well, that seems kind of funny, he thought. So he did it. Well, I know this kid. He's cool, right? So, okay. Well, little did he know that the police were up in the third floor window of the hospital filming this. The kid was wired. And the whole deal, and of course, having to meet him by the school there, that was a total setup.
Yep.
And the worst thing about it is he did it 3 times in 3 weeks. Seemed like every Saturday he'd do this for this kid.
If the guy's a danger to the community, you'd think they'd swoop in and grab him rather than letting him do it 3 times in a row. I mean, you know,
You know, the thing that makes me the maddest about it, I'm not disagreeing with what my son did was wrong, but you know,
the stealing was wrong, but the selling the marijuana was not.
Right, but when this kid was arrested, of course, around here, I don't know how it is other places, they drug tested him and he passed his drug test. He wasn't doing it or anything. He most likely did this for gas money or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they railroaded him. We found out about this before he did, actually. The sheriff's department showed up. We live on a farm. We're, you know, out in the country and whatnot. And the sheriff showed up and wanted to serve him with some papers, and he wasn't around, of course. The kid's never home. We asked if we could take him, and he said it was no big deal. And we read the paper, and it said, "Notice of eavesdropping. I've never heard of such a thing." They had listened to all of his phone conversations for 30 days, and then about another 30 days went by, and we get this notice way after the fact, way too late. Who knows what this kid was talking about, you know? And, well, then they come with the warrant looking for him. We found him, and we had him turn himself in, and, of course, they arrested him. They drug tested him. He come up negative. He was already on felony probation for stealing the video games.
Right.
And, he sat in jail 76 days in county jail. Mm. He never even officially went to court. Me and his mother wanted to go to court and see if, you know, we just let him have the public defender because we figured we could throw money at the problem. It's not going to change anything.
Probably not.
But my point of it is, you know, them targeting my kid at the same time in this very town. There's drive-by shootings. There was 2 murders, home invasions, beatings, stabbings, robbery. And about at least once a week, I'm reading in the paper where some young kid, a teenager, has overdosed or died of heroin. And just all this police effort that was focused, I mean, hours and hours and hours of surveillance and investigation, and who knows
all to bust
how
somebody for selling a bag of pot. It's ridiculous
for
and
a
outrageous.
Bag of pot.
And so did he take a plea deal, or what's the status on his case?
Well, his mother, she went over and talked to the detectives and this and that and talked to him for a while. They were rude. They really didn't even want to talk to her. You know, they're pretty dead set on it. And the bottom line is, ma'am, will you quit harassing us? He refused to cooperate with us. And so he copped a plea bargain there with him, never even officially went to court. And they give him 2 years, 2 years in state prison.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. How much probation after that?
Well, as far as I know, there's none. There's a $3,000 fine that goes with it. I don't know how he's going to pay that. But, you know, I think that's pretty harsh. 2 years in prison. You know, he's a 23-year-old.
It's absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter the age. I mean, the fact is he, you know, is a bag of marijuana. Yeah, the informant trapped him in a school zone. Why? Because
right.
They want bigger hits.
Yeah, it's a bigger crime when you do anything in a school zone regarding marijuana.
And the thing of it is, they put his picture in the paper. They ruined his life. And the charge read 30 to 500 grams of marijuana. Now, that's a big difference, I think. 30 to 500 grams, isn't that quite a difference? I mean, you might as well have had a pound, right? What's the difference?
Well, that is, 400-something grams is about a pound, but 400 sounds bigger than one, right? So, Keith, I'm sorry to hear about your story, man, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck out there, and appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, that's just one of the 800,000, you know, stories that could be told over the last year's worth of arrests for marijuana, just for marijuana. That's just one of them, and just one of the people who's, you know, yeah, okay, he stole stuff from Walmart. Real crime. He owes restitution. He should make Walmart whole. Anytime somebody actually has something stolen from them, the victim should be made whole. The perpetrator should be the one making the victim whole. There's no doubt about that. But that's not why he went to prison. He stole that stuff from Walmart and was sentenced to probation. He went to prison because he sold that marijuana. That is not a crime. He did. That's something that he did with another individual. That was a completely consensual interaction.
It also brings up another point: is that those 800,000 arrests don't count all the violation of probations that come because of dirty urine.
That's true. BOPs are all over the place, and that's why I asked, when he gets out of prison, is he going to be on probation again? Hopefully, his dad was right, and he won't be, because I'd rather stay in. I'd rather stay in than be out on probation. They can come into your house anytime they want to. They can really screw you over if you're on probation.
Not me.
More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once-daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Toll free, 855-453. That's SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian and Mark. We invite you to our website. You can get interactive there and enjoy the various features we give to you for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, we give it away at freetalklive.com. So head over there and enjoy those various features. And if you like the fact that the website is free and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to various different online sellers, including Amazon. We've got Amazon for the UK, Canada, and the US, of course. You click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, get the stuff you're used to getting in Amazon, the huge selection, the free Super Saver shipping, the great prices, all the user reviews. It's still the same Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so therefore Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, back to your thoughts, let's go to Bill in Indy, listening to WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
What you were talking about earlier on the police, I think you're the only guys I've ever heard that actually get what's going on. I was raised on the era of Adam 12, where the cops were they did everything by the book, and they helped people, and yada, yada, yada.
I'd like to point out that that was written before the Nixon war on drugs, and there have been several increase federal influxes of money to local police departments, to do more hires. This was before police got, downgraded military equipment. They had tanks and have tanks and things like that now. So, I mean, you're talking about two guys, silly hats, badges, sitting in a car, and there's very few, there's just not that many of them. I'm in a town where in the 60s there were six police officers, and now there's like 36 of them. There's 50 people in, as far as law enforcement goes. I mean, it's a huge increase.
Well, my only point was, and I could probably say it in 30 seconds, I know I always like your logic, but I think I came up one that you might maybe you've thought of it, maybe you haven't.
I'd love to hear
it. You know how the little old ladies always say, "Oh, I don't mind if you search my car, search my house, search my underwear. You know, I have nothing to hide." That mm-hmm. noise. So why can't you search? And then I think the people say that more than the police. Maybe the police say it. Do they say that sometimes? You got nothing to hide? Don't let us search you.
I have heard it, but you know, okay. I'm sure some do.
Okay, then why don't we just say, well, hey, if you got nothing to hide, what's wrong with being filmed? I mean, if you do everything by the book, you won't even know those cameras are there.
It's absolutely true. I mean, if they don't have anything to hide, then they shouldn't really be concerned about a video camera being around. I absolutely agree with that, and thank you, Bill, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. A different Bill. This one, listening to WNIS in Virginia. Hey, Bill.
Yes, let's talk about, I've got two little things I want to talk about. First, the marijuana issue.
Yes, sir.
My thing is this, is like in Virginia, they wanted to do drug testing for all those to get food stamps, which I thought was a good idea because it was knocked down, but I think it was a good idea because the thing is, a lot of these people across the nation, millions, sell the food stamps and what? Buy through with it. Okay, the second thing is,
well,
if you legalize marijuana.
Okay, hold on. Let's talk about the food stamp issue before you go on. I wasn't sure whether you're talking about okay, so I tend to be, somewhat sympathetic to this. I certainly don't like the idea of anybody taking, being forced to pay for some kind of charity program that they don't want to pay, and that's what essentially food stamps are. And I get it. I think the government's a very inefficient manager of this program, and so I don't like food stamps as a program. But the fact is Florida did implement this, and what they found was there are very few cases where they found people, they managed to find people that were doing drugs. So what they did was they paid anybody who was, that they found drugs in their urine had to pay for their drug analysis. Anyone who didn't have to, and they continued to get their stuff. What the government ended up paying like $750,000. I don't have the article here in front of me. I'm going from memory. $750,000 in reimbursing people for drug tests. So it turned out making an expensive, inefficient program even more expensive and inefficient.
But it was really good for Quest Diagnostics and whichever other companies took the contracts to do the drug testing, I bet.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you support increasing the amount of money that it costs to implement food stamps?
No.
Okay, great. Then you don't support this.
Well, do you have kids?
Yes.
Okay, now let's say you smoke marijuana in front of them, which a lot of people do.
Some people
do.
Do you drink beer in front of your kids?
I don't drink.
Okay,
right. You didn't know where he was going with
so
that statement.
The answer is no.
But you didn't even give me the chance to say anything.
Here you got kids now walking around the house high.
Oh no. Okay, hold on a second here. If you smoke marijuana in front of somebody, the other person doesn't get high. It just doesn't work that way.
Oh, so the kids aren't going to get high when they're sitting by the mom and daddy's
no.
breathing in the smoke?
Nah,
probably not.
Not really.
All right, the second issue was concerning the politics. My thing is this, Romney's saying, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Who you should vote for? My thing is this, whoever's going to screw you the most, that's the one you don't want to vote for.
How do you determine that?
Hal, you don't vote just like I do.
Thanks,
vote.
Bill, okay. for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-3733. Right back to your calls. We go to Aaron listening to WGAN in Maine. Hey, Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind today?
Well, just to follow up, actually, with what he was talking about in the elections, after the debacle at the RNC this week, I'm wondering the direction of the Liberty Movement moving forward and Gary Johnson and Judge Jim Gray are going to be on the ballot, and looks like it's going to be in most of the states, if not all 50. And didn't know if you guys supported the Liberty Movement getting behind those guys.
I think
I'll get off now and listen.
Okay. Well, you can stay on if you'd like, but go ahead.
Okay. We've had Gary Johnson on this show a few times. I mean, there's some of his policies that I'm less than enamored with, but that was going to be true with Ron Paul, too. I supported Gary Johnson before I supported Ron Paul in this election, and you know, I'm fine with people voting for him if that's the one that they want to vote for. I think that people who are going to write in Ron Paul really truly are wasting their vote, because they in fact won't. I mean, it costs money to go to the polls at $4 a gallon gasoline, and if you're going to drive 10 minutes there and 10 minutes back, you're already put 20 minutes plus the wait in line. I mean, you got a half an hour of your time.
There's
plus
local
the gas.
Elections you can vote in too.
That is well, right. But all I've got to say is if you're going to write in a candidate that's not going to get counted in most and many states, your write-in candidate does not get counted.
Right. Well, and that's my motion to the Liberty Movement is a lot of states, like in Maine, for instance, if we got 5% of the general election, libertarians would be able to run on more ballots for the next 4 years. So it really helped the Liberty Movement moving forward, where the GOP won't allow us to run Liberty candidate at all.
Well, it's hard for me to get really excited about the Libertarian Party on a national level after what they did with in 2008 with Bob Barr. You know, I mean, how much do I really care about helping them? For me, I'm going to be voting for Gary Johnson.
What they did with Bob Barr was they nominated him as their presidential candidate.
Right, and he was a crappy choice from the get-go, and I don't trust the Libertarians to make good choices in the future.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, as somebody who used to be active down in Florida with the Libertarian Party and who's somewhat active with the LP here in New Hampshire, I'm also not interested in helping the national LP. Although that said, maybe I will end up voting for Gary Johnson. I'm kind of on the fence.
He's
the lesser of the evils.
You could do a lot worse.
Yeah, he's definitely the lesser of the evils. He's certainly not a principled liberty guy. He's right on a number of issues, whereas these other cats are awful on everything. So, you know, he's got that going for him. So I'm probably leaning in that direction. But to answer your other question, Aaron, about where the Liberty Movement goes now that Ron Paul is done, the answer is clear. It's the Free State Project, because the Liberty Movement isn't going anywhere else. Just look, there's no evidence that it's happening anywhere else to the extent that it's happening in New Hampshire with the Free State Project, with over 1,000 people already here now as part of the Free State Project, over 12,500 signed up, pledged to make the move. We want to reach 20,000, and there's no doubt that 1,000 has already had a great effect on moving things in a somewhat liberty-oriented direction, at least some of the legislation here in New Hampshire. We've got over a dozen legislators that have been elected who are Free State Project participants. There are even more who are endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a group that is made up of a bunch of Free State Project participants. And we've got exciting civil disobedience, non-cooperation, liberty media that just doesn't exist anywhere else. I mean, the fact is the Free State Project is the most exciting thing going for the Liberty Movement right now, and it's just going to get better as more and more liberty-minded folks end up moving here. That's what do you think about that?
I think that's awesome, and I'm happy that you guys are on the radio spreading the message of liberty, so I appreciate it.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue, let's go to Mike, listening in Virginia Beach to XM's Extreme Talk.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Mike, great. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I was listening to you guys bash on the police earlier. I just want to say, it's not their fault. I mean, Christ. I'm on board with the drug policy. I think it's ridiculous. I think that people should smoke and do whatever they want.
Mike, hold your thoughts. We're going to bring you back in hour number three. So hang through the news. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. It's not their fault. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.